This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on this Monday morning on WKOK Sunrise. I'm Mark Lawrence. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass taking good care of us. He makes sure the archives are up and running whenever we conduct an interview. On the news line with us now, Dr. Priyanka Patak is with us. She's a Geisinger hematologist and medical oncologist. Dr. Priyanka, thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Hey, good morning. It's good to be here.
I really do appreciate it. I think we heard a little while ago about a cancer moonshot, which I'm sure you had some reaction to, the idea of really trying to attack some of the cancers that are going unaffected. We're saving a lot more people these days with various kinds of cancer, but we're hardly finished with that fight yet. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is our topic this morning. We're going to dedicate a number of our interviews to the types of cancer that are out there, and I don't know much about it, I hear it's one of the most common types of cancer that there is. So, please, Priyanka, tell us about non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, describe this particular type of cancer, and kind of walk us through its symptomology and treatment.
Sure. So, you know, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is actually a relatively common cancer, all over the world. In 2022, we estimate that about more than 80,000 adults and children will be diagnosed with this disease. So, you know, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is an umbrella term we use for different kinds of lymphomas. It's a cancer of our immune cells, the lymphocytes, and hence the name lymphoma. These lymphocytes are present in our blood, and, you know, there's a sort of a web of lymphatics in our body. Broadly speaking, we can separate non-Hodgkin's lymphomas based on the type of cells affected, the B cells and T cells. B cells are more common. And when you start thinking of B cell lymphomas, we can, you know, categorize them into aggressive lymphomas, which are curable and require treatment immediately, versus indolent or slow-growing lymphomas, where they are diagnosed usually when somebody's getting, say, a CT scan for some other reasons. Those are not curable, but are definitely treatable with very long remission or cancer-free period. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, what sometimes you hear about this disease when celebrities or people you know get it. Is there anybody that comes to mind that has had this disease that's sort of a well-known individual?
Yes, most recently, Jane Fonda announced that she was battling a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and considering her curability, it was probably an aggressive lymphoma.
Right, and I remember U.S. Senator Arlen Specter eventually succumbed to this, but put up a long fight for a long time. All right, so what are some symptoms of the, well, how does it develop within your body, and then what would the symptoms be?
So, you know, how it works is one of the immune cells undergo a mutation that is close to a cancer gene, and this activates the cancer gene, causing this cell to multiply without any control, and so these cancer cells start rapidly proliferating or, you know, just multiplying. Most commonly, if it's a slow-growing lymphoma, people will see a small lump either in their neck, armpit, or the groin area. But if it's a more aggressive lymphoma, they're sicker. They'll have fevers, you know, drenching night sweats where they have to change their bed clothes. They'll be losing weight without trying to lose weight, and just tiredness, fatigue, those kind of non-specific symptoms. Now, if it affects one of our organs, and sometimes it can, for example, the gut or the intestines, then we'll have symptoms associated with that, like, you know, blockages, things like that.
Now, you mentioned that this starts with a mutation. Eventually, we're going to talk about treatments, but is there some way to prevent mutations? Is there something people can do to sort of hedge their cancer bet when we're talking about this kind of cancer?
That's an interesting question. You know, there's no specific thing one can do, but I always encourage a healthy lifestyle. You know, non-Hodgkin lymphomas are associated with certain, diseases. In somebody who's undergone a solid organ transplantation, like a liver transplant or a kidney transplant, those patients are on immunosuppressive drugs to, you know, suppress your immune system so that the body doesn't reject the organ. And those immunosuppressive drugs can actually affect our immune cells, causing a slightly higher risk of lymphomas. In the same manner, some patients who are undergoing treatment for, you know, ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease or lupus, these medications can affect our ability for our immune system to work and can cause lymphomas to develop.
Yeah, it's interesting you would say that. So many docs that we talk to would tell us, no matter what ailment or issue we're talking about, healthier folks tend to be healthier. Tend to be, anyway. Of course, we all know about somebody healthy that suddenly gets sick or develops a disease, but healthier folks stay healthier. We kind of seem to recognize that. Treatments. Okay, so non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, it isn't exactly one disease. What are some of the treatments that will be used for various types of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
So, a lot of people will be surprised, but some of our slow-growing lymphomas, we can actually just do close monitoring. There's no reason to treat very early in the process, because sometimes they can stay at the same, stage for a long time. Now, for more aggressive lymphomas like diffuse large B-cell lymphoma or Burkitt's lymphoma, it's imperative that we treat it immediately. And it usually involves the combination of chemotherapy, immunotherapy, sometimes radiation, and then there are newer options like CAR T and stem cell transplants that people get.
And how are we making the progress in this? It sounds like you have some treatments. You have something in your arsenal now.
Yes, actually, the landscape for non-Hodgkin's lymphomas has changed quite a bit. You know, it started many years ago with immunotherapy being added to chemotherapy, which has been very effective. And more recently, it's CAR T therapy that's coming up. You know, it's actually what we do is we take out some of our body's T cells, those are immune cells, and we program them to recognize the cancer cells, and our own body cells actually destroy the cancer cells. It's very interesting.
And then for some individuals, radiation and chemotherapy might be part of a regimen?
Yes. So if one has a limited stage disease, meaning if it's only limited to one or two areas, we give smaller cycles of chemotherapy and then add on radiation for it.
All right. And how common is this around here? Sort of how many non-Hodgkin's lymphoma patients do you see?
That's a good question. Since I only practice, blood cancers and lymphatic cancers, I actually see quite a lot. You know, it's also associated with age. As we get older, there are more mutations developing in our body, and our risk of cancer is higher. So we see quite a bit of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in Geisinger.
All right. What else would you like to tell us? I think, I only come up with six questions that I launch in to start with. I have asked those. But important information, developments, things we need to know. What else is on your mind? What is top of the mind?
I think the most important is a healthy lifestyle. We always encourage that. And if a person is having, fevers without a reason for having fevers, like infection and otherwise, if a person is having drenching night sweats, weight loss is difficult to do. And if a person's losing a lot of weight without knowing, I think it's time to see the doctor, and they can refer the patient to us. At Geisinger, we diagnose, make a treatment plan, which is customized to the patient depending on you know, their performance status, their age, and then, you know, we follow them through treatment and then continue to monitor them after treatment so as not miss any relapses. So, yeah.
So has anybody ever cured 100% from this?
Yes. So for most aggressive lymphomas, patients undergo chemotherapy and they are cured. Some might have relapses, but most will be cured. Now, for slow-growing lymphomas, patients will have long periods, many years of cancer-free, you know, life, and then they might relapse, in which case we treat them again, and then they go into remission again.
Is there some place to get more information on non-Hodgkin's lymphoma so that folks have a sort of a go-to place for lay people's information?
So, you know, I always say that the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, the LLS.org, is a good place to start. At our Geisinger website as well, we have a good amount of information for our patients. So just go on the computer, right, and you'll find good resources.
All right. Anything to add to our interview? Anything you would like to add on?
No, I think, you know, as we all have a longer lifespan, you know, cancers are becoming more common, and just call us and we'd be happy to talk to the patient or the family and start the process.
All right, very well. Well, thank you so much. Ever since the announcement of the Cancer Moonshot, we're trying to do more interviews, and thank you for this start of our interviews, and I'm sure we'll be back in touch as time goes on and more progress is made, so you keep in touch as well and encourage the outreach folks at Geisinger to keep in touch with us, and we'll make sure that we keep folks up to date with progress. Thank you so much, Doctor. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much. That is Dr. Priyanka Patak. She is a Geisinger hematologist and medical oncologist. And we thank the outreach folks up at Geisinger for connecting us with her this morning. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. Next up, Your Money Now.